This is a CKTZ News update. Wolves hold a significant place in the human psyche. From ancient existence to present day, we find them intriguing, celebrated, and demonized. Perhaps their ancestral link to our most domesticated species, the dog, fuels our curiosity. Wolves exist on BC's coastal Cortez Island. Sightings aren't common, but the animal's presence and whereabouts are known and tracked. With visitors soon on their way, mostly from urban places, pets in tow, and summer on the horizon, the local volunteer-driven conservation and educational nonprofit, Friends of Cortez Island, or FOCI, has issued a primer on how to coexist with wildlife and keep pets, humans, and wolves safe. FOCI board member and project field manager, Autumn Barrett Morgan, describes the initiative.
The Wildlife Coexistence Program began around 11 years ago. This is before my time on the island, but it essentially evolved because there was someone that had a dog, had their dog unleashed in a wild area, and the dog actually ended up getting killed by the wolves. And it was a very natural response for a wolf to have when there's a dog in their territory. They see wolves see dogs as a threat and also sometimes as prey, depending on the size of the dog. So it was a very natural behavior for a wolf to do in terms of defending their territory, and that could have been mitigated. And so that's where this program kind of blossomed and grew, was like, okay, how can we, as humans on this island and on this earth, coexist with wildlife? Because not only is it, especially with the large predators, is it unsafe to us and to our dogs and our livestock, but also to the animals themselves too, because they can become habituated to responding that way to what they perceive as threat.
So you mentioned about how the wolves perceive dogs. What about when a dog picks up the scent of a wolf?
Very good question. I don't actually know exactly what's going on in a dog's mind when they're picking up that scent, but they can definitely have strong noses. So picking up the pheromones and the hormones and understanding dogs' noses are so complex. So I think it really depends on the dog.
But do they have an instinctual sort of a reaction in which they not only want to investigate it, but they actually see it as a threat?
I've seen dogs in different situations picking up wolf tracks, whether it be scat or just smelling urine, and they all react differently. But dogs don't instinctually know how to stay clear of wolves and how to respect the territory. They sometimes can naturally be curious and want to investigate further, as you say. So that can create a real tension, because wolves are very loyal and they respect territories from other packs. And if they don't, then there can be confrontation. And dogs don't necessarily have that same sense of respecting boundaries. So that often leads a dog going into a territory which is perceived as a threat to that pack.
So what's the best sort of default for dog owners if they're out in a rural area and a wild area like there is plenty of on Cortez? What's the best way to keep your treasured pet safe?
Yeah, keeping our pets, us and the wolves, safe. First and foremost, understanding where wolf territory is on the island and wherever you are is very important. And on the island here, there's a few areas that are either their habitat where they live or hunt, or it's a wildlife corridor where they travel in between the different aspects of their territory. So knowing those areas is very important. And those areas are what we know as Hanks Beach, Hathayim or Von Donop Inlet, Carrington Bay, Marina Island. They've been known to frequent Smelt Bay as well. So those areas, we know the wolves are known to frequent those areas. So not bringing your dog into those areas is very important, because of all the reasons we just mentioned, that wolves see dogs as a threat. And especially if your dog is off leash, that has led to death of the dog before, and can eventually, of course, lead to death of the wolf. So the magic here is finding that the coexistence piece. So the best way you can coexist with wolves is knowing their areas. Not bringing your dog into those areas, as hard as it is very important to respect the space of the animals that call this place home as well. And then to keep your dogs leashed wherever you go, because to the wolf, it is understood that when it's leashed, that the human has control of the dog, and they, in their mind, they can see that's their territory, is between the dog and the human with that leash. So leashing your dogs and avoiding going into those areas, the Hanks Beach Marina, Von Donop Inlet, and Carrington Bay. And again, if you do see dogs at Smelt Bay, for instance, because there have been known wolves there, to immediately leash your dog and walk the other direction, respect the space of the wolf.
Now, what about if people notice either wolf scat or actually seeing wolves around their homes, like whether you rent or you own a place and you've noticed they're coming and checking out around? Is there any, and say you do have small animals or large ones, dogs, cats, what can we do at home to indicate to wolves that this is our territory and they're not welcome?
Getting the wolves to acknowledge that this is a human area. It's not necessarily our territory, but it's a human area.
Better said, yes.
Yes. So they're safer outside of that zone. If we respect that zone, this is our zone. And it really, there's many ways to do this. And I actually want to point our focus and attention to the wolf primer that came out a few years ago, because this is a province-wide action being taken place to coexist with wildlife. And there's 5 points on that primer, and you can find that primer on the friendsofcortez.org website. And underneath the wildlife coexistence piece, you can read a little blurb there. And then there's 2 primers, one for bears and one for wolves. And essentially, it's steps toward empowering the humans to take due diligence and to be responsible in how we interact with nature and thus habitats and animals. A lot of them have to do with securing attractants. So making sure that you're not accidentally attracting wolves and wildlife into your yard, such as having livestock without fencing, and ensuring you have predator proofing at night. Electric fencing is great for that. Yes. So essentially wolves, they respond to energy, right? So the biggest thing you can do, the first step to take, would be to make yourself big and loud, haze them away, step into the alpha role, and just let them know that they are not welcome around you. That's the first and most important step. And then secondly, from there, once you have gently escorted the wolves away just from your presence, ensure that, go back to the primer and look at those 5 steps to make sure that all of them are being taken, because there may be bones that your dog has left in the property that they might be attracted to, that, or they might be attracted to livestock. There's a whole process there that you can read through. It's quite thorough in the primer to make sure that we're not accidentally attracting them into the human areas as well. And just to point folks to the friendsofcortez.org, wildlife coexistence, and you can see those 2 primers there. And if you do see any wolves on the island, Friends of Cortez is very keen to know where. So you can call us at 250-935-0087 or friendsofcortez@gmail.com.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.